The Piano Matters is supported by Jacobs Music in Lawrenceville, New Jersey, the area representative of Steinway & Sons for new and previously owned Steinway pianos. More information is available at jacobsmusic.com. And you are welcome to listen with me to The Piano Matters. I'm your host, David Duval, and I hope you enjoy the program. I have many gems and a few famous pianists and others who are not well known but have kept their careers alive. The series presents so many worthy artists. And what of the music today? Brahms with Emmanuel Ax? Prokofiev with Bronfman? A fabulous transcription of Mozart's Turkish March, played and arranged by Arkady Valados, and that will close the program with a bang. And there will be much in between, so keep yourself ready to be thrilled by the instrument of the immortals. Here is our first quote of the day from the great poet John Keats, and it's from 1821, the year of his death, think of it, 26 years old. He writes in a letter, "If I should die," said I to myself, "I have left no immortal work behind me, nothing to make my friends proud of my memory. But I have lived the principle of beauty in all things, and if I had time, I would have made myself remembered." Let's begin The Piano Matters with the late pianist Joseph Smith in Adolf von Henselt's The Gondola. You heard the harmless and pretty Gondola by Henselt, played by Joseph Smith, and he was a man who lived for his piano. He lived in New York, he taught at Montclair State College, and he had many friends who cared for him. The piece Joe played was Gondola by the 19th century pianist Adolf von Henselt, who was then considered one of the great pianists of the 19th century. This is the show where the piano is all things, where the piano matters indeed. The literary critic Joseph Wood Crutch, 1893-1970, wrote this: "The most serious charge which can be brought against New England is not Puritanism, but the month of February." Let's continue. Music by the Argentine composer Luis Gineo, 1897-1968. And I remember very early in my life knowing some of his pieces, and I don't remember how it happened. But Gineo is an estimable composer, and he made his name in his country, but little is known in the United States. I hope someone plays him still in Argentina. You know, every artist gambles with the future. Every artist asks, will my work last? Fortunately, through recording, many works are revived, such as this excellent sonatina from 1938 by Luis Gineo. In this case, the sonatina lives through the hands of Miriam Conti.
Thank you.
That was Miriam Conti from her CD, Looking South, it's titled, on Albany Records. And you heard the 1938 Three Movement Sonatina by Luis Gineo. The movements are marked Allegro, Tempo Diminuetto un poco mosso, and Allegro Vivo. Miss Conti is in her element in such music by her compatriot, Luis Gineo. I'm proud to program and host The Piano Matters, heard each week, same time, same station. Remember to give to the station good and plenty, and tell me what pieces you like best on The Piano Matters. Lin Yutang, the famous Chinese writer, said, "A good traveler is one who does not know where he is going to, and a perfect traveler does not know where he comes from." I think long and hard of what fits next to each work I program for you. So after the Gineo, we shall hear the Romanze in F by Johannes Brahms, composed in 1892. What a gem of the piano literature. This is a masterpiece. And the pianist is the celebrated Emmanuel Ax. Here is the exquisite Romanze in F major.
Thank you.
It was a lovely performance by Emmanuel Axe, and to me the favorite moment is that middle section, that lovely pastoral. I thought Emmanuel Axe gave the piece his greatest respect. I am David Dubal, and there is much more to dwell in. Robert Lowell says, "My eyes have seen what my hand did." Oh, I love that. Here's Sandro Russo. He's an Italian-born pianist, and he lives in the New York area. I see him once in a while here and there. He's a real love for the piano, and his recordings always show interesting fare. From the album called Russian Gems, I choose the only piano work by Sergei Taneyev. It's a prelude and fugue in G-sharp minor, opus 29. It's a fearsome work of technical difficulty. Taneyev was the teacher of Rachmaninoff and Scriabin, and indeed a whole generation looked up to him. He studied with Tchaikovsky, and Tchaikovsky also looked up to him. Well, he was the finest teacher of counterpoint in Russia. Here is Sandro Russo playing for us the Prelude and Fugue by Sergei Taneyev. Thank you. That was Taneyev's admirable prelude and fugue, a beautiful prelude and an intricate fugue, to say the least, all discharged so well by Sandro Rousseau. Taneyev died, unfortunately, in 1915, just after going to Scriabin's funeral. He got wet in a rainstorm and contracted pneumonia. Let's have Mark Salman play the very difficult Etude in C-sharp minor, Opus 10, number 4. And he does it in 2 minutes, 8 seconds. All of the Chopin Etudes are masterpieces of pianistic wisdom and ingenuity. And we have heard Mark Salman in the Etude in C-sharp minor, Opus 10, number 4. Now for the subtle foray. We'll hear the great nocturne, number 13 in B minor, Opus 119. It's a late foray work. In fact, it's the last piano piece the great French master left us. It's music of sad nobility. It rises to a great climax, but ends in calm despair. But it is despair. During the last years of Fauré's life, he was almost deaf. For you, I have a fine and penetrating presentation by Edward Aldwell. He's a native of Portland, Oregon, and he's had quite a career, well rewarded and awarded for his superb art. For decades, Aldwell taught at Curtis in Philadelphia and at the Manus College of Music. Here he is, Edward Aldwell in foray. Thank you. Edward Aldwell in the Foray B minor Nocturne, the last piano work of the French master, Gabriel Fauré. I'm so glad to be listening with you. I hope my performing mix, which I try to make totally different in sound and idiom for each program, satisfies you. The biographer André Marois wrote, "Growing old is no more than a bad habit, which a busy man has no time to form." The French poet Gérard de Nerval was often seen walking a lobster on a leash in the gardens of the Palais Royal. Asked why, he uttered this, "Why should a lobster be any more ridiculous than a dog or any other animal that one chooses to take for a walk? I have a liking for lobsters. They are peaceful, serious creatures. They know the secrets of the sea. Lobsters don't bark, and they don't gnaw upon one's monadic privacy like dogs do. And the great poet Johann Goethe had an aversion to dogs, and he wasn't mad." Sergei Prokofiev. He wrote 9 piano sonatas, each is a landmark in Russian sonata writing. And I'd like you to hear the last, the 4th movement of the 9th sonata. It's marked allegro con brio, but not too fast. I think it's dedicated to Richter. Here is Yefim Bronfman, often associated with Prokofiev, and he plays for us the last movement of the Opus 103 sonata by Prokofiev.
Thank you.
splendidly played by Yefim Bronfman, the finale of the Prokofiev Sonata No. 9, Opus 103. The late Russian pianist Nadia Reisenberg had a fine career, both as a performer and teacher. I'd like you to listen to her performance of Tchaikovsky's Nocturne, Opus 10, No. 1. I think you'll like it. The fine nocturne by Tchaikovsky, played so well by Nadia Reisenberg. You know, it's an aspect of Tchaikovsky's work that is so little known. There's about 115 piano works, and so much of his music is within these piano works, bits of the barbaric, the balladic, and so many tendernesses. Pianists should look into this repertoire far more than they do. Well, there is a problem. It's not really pianistic. It doesn't fall in the hand so well, but it's worth playing, believe me. Once again, I tell you, it is The Piano Matters, heard worldwide on WWFM.org. That extraordinary creature and poet called Rimbaud writes, "Sweeter than the flesh of tart apples to children, the green water penetrates my wooden hull." Get ready for Mozart's Turkish March, but not what you think. Yes, it's world famous as the last movement of his A major piano sonata K331. The extraordinary Russian pianist Arkady Volodos, who dresses it up as an idiot savant, but with a great sense of style. And he's having great fun with its famous measures. But if you are a purist and don't want Mozart's original desecrated, well, I think you should then write an op-ed about this to the New York Times. Here it goes from Mozart's K331, the famous Turkish March, played by Arkady Volodos.
Thank you.
And you heard Valados in the Turkish March. How did you like it? He made it so funny, and so many pianists have been studying this piece and playing it to great effect as an encore. And so ends today's edition of The Piano Matters. Have a fine week, by the way. Rilke says, works of art are of an infinite solitariness, and nothing is less likely to bring us near to them than criticism. Only love can apprehend and hold them, and can be just towards works of art. This is David Dubal. Thank you for listening. Matters is a production of the Classical Network. It is recorded at the Kaufman Music Center, home of Merkin Concert Hall, 129 West 67th Street in New York City. The producer, Rachel Katz. For a playlist, go to wwfm.org, click on Classical, and choose Search Playlists. The Piano Matters is made possible with the support of the listener members of the Classical Network.